A Lifetime original podcast.
If I saw one of my brothers in silk pajamas, I'm running out of the house. I am running out of the house yelling fire.
Says the girl who would come to the table in a towel.
Yeah, I would. Because to me, that's a tube dress. That's a tube top dress.
I love a Lifetime movie. Can't stand a devil's advocate, okay? The devil don't need no help.
Who knows? Everybody's got to be pooping at once.
Proposing is an open book test. The answer should be there already.
You're having sex with my daughter? I'm eating your chicken.
Do I need to call the Better Business Bureau? I'm concerned.
What is this? Make a wish?
All this talk has me making nachos after we record.
You could have given me a bag of chips and a tub of queso and I would have been just as happy.
Oh, I went by the party planning place.
Mm-hmm.
And it's completely empty.
I've been calling them for days and nobody will call me back.
Looks like they're out of business.
They're supposed to be handling the baby shower. What am I supposed to do now?
Don't worry. We'll figure it out.
But the baby shower's in 2 days. You know what? I need to start making some phone calls.
Hey, stop it. Stop it. We still have enough time to put something together.
Hello and welcome to, I believe, what will be the final episode of I Love a Lifetime Movie of the year. Don't be gasped. What if we were just like, this is it. It's a wrap. The final one of 2022. She's been good. She's been bad. Okay. And she's about to be in the past. So I am Megan Gailey, joined by that gorgeous laugh that you hear. My co-host, Naomi Ekperigin. Hi, Naomi.
Well, hello, Megan Gailey. I mean, I will say what's particularly fun. This is the first episode. You know, we're recording on Monday. I saw you Saturday in real life. Which is huge for us. It's a rare treat. Even though, of course, we're communicating constantly. I'm getting pictures of Conrad that I then save to my phone. You know, I feel in your life. But to really see you in person.
Come to my home.
Y'all, I saw Megan's new house. You know Megan got a house, right? And it is giving Lifetime vibes. It is giving you taupe, cream, beige, fine finishes. Okay, fine finishes. We're talking garage you can relax in. Okay. She did it, you guys. She did it.
Thank you. Thank you. You know, we just had to go to a neighborhood. People go, now, where is that? And that actually is giving Lifetime. Because you go, where are we? So I had a little gathering at my house on Saturday. Naomi was
invited.
Gracious enough to come. It was all outside.
Which, you know, is my jam. But, you know, be specific. You're giving a slow burn. You better tell people, no, say what the invitation said, Megan.
We had a flower arranging party.
Y'all.
Yeah.
Is that not the whitest thing you ever heard? Is that not peak caucasity? Megan said, BYO vase. We are having
your own vase.
Flower arranging party.
Yeah.
Taught by an expert. Okay. This wasn't just like, we're going to goof.
No, my friend Frances was here and she's so sweet and so lovely. Her and then the gal who planned my baby shower, they went to the flower market at like 7 a.m. on Saturday.
Oh my God, bless
and
them.
Showed up at my house at like 9 with coolers filled of flowers.
Wow.
Like a beet red peony. I'd never seen those peonies.
Gorgeous.
Blew
they
my
were
mind.
Gorgeous. I know they're, what I now know is they're called a showstopper. All right.
A showstopper.
Showstoppers. Right. And so.
Yeah.
I a
showpiece. Yes. Naomi was asking questions. Naomi was there. There was the green garden foam. Naomi said there's got to be a better way.
I was immediately resistant. Immediately roasting, asking too many questions. And that's the vibe I bring to a party. All right. Resistant, sassy. No one needs it. But
and we had some snacks, we had some laughs, and now we are entering the week of Naomi's birthday.
Well, 2 days. 2 days from now, it begins. It begins at the time of our recording. The birthday is December 7th. You're hearing this weeks later, of course.
Now, this is going to transition into the movie, so don't be concerned. But what is it like having a big life event, as a birthday is, so close to Christmas? Now, luckily, you're like 2.5 weeks away. You're not one of these right on top of it. But as you know, out here, it's like Christmas time. Like it's already Christmas.
Right. Slash, there are no real seasons out here in LA anyway. So there's not much to do. I will say, I think in general, a winter birthday is tough, right? Even if it's not associated with the holiday, because, you know, growing up in New York, 9 times out of 10, it was a blustery cold. You know what I mean? And it's like hard
rain,
to like
cold rain.
Yeah, it's like hard to get people out. Or, you know, or that feeling of, I don't want people to have to schlep somewhere, you know, and then you always have to find a place. It's like, what is an indoor nice. Yeah. You know what I mean? Like, it just puts a lot more constraints.
Seasonal depression is already in full swing. It's dark at 4:15.
Megan, I didn't tell you this in our text. My doctor legit said to me, well, it seems you've tried all the SSRIs. I don't know what to tell you. And, you know, that's what we call a bottom. That's a bottom. And so, you know, that also might affect my interpretation of these motion pictures, right? Because these movies are, the movies we've been watching are just, you know, happiness at its peak. And I watch and I say, ain't that about a bitch? You know what I mean? That's me. But you know what? The doctor said the SSRIs, I've tried them all. Now we don't know. I've had to go to someone else, of course.
How many are there?
Girl, look, I've tried enough of the class that they were like, okay, this may be not it.
Wow.
So that's
okay. Cool. I did just come from a podcast that was a healing session. So maybe I got to get you Jackie's number.
You're doing healing podcasts?
Yeah, and just airing my family's dirty laundry. Like, I wasn't even like, huh, I need to be prepared to like not talk about this. Nope, just open wounds. Here you go.
Wow. Well, honestly, the open wounds of your family are a wonderful counterpoint to the family we are talking about in today's motion picture. All right? Because this family, talk about love, talk about warmth, talk about Black excellence. All right? We're talking about the Little family. All right? And you've known them from their other films. All right? This family's a dynasty. Move over, wrong family. The Little family. You know what I mean? Like, I would call them the Wrights.
Yeah, move over Kardashians. Exactly. Move over... I'm trying to think of other families.
Arquettes. Move over the Beatty McLeans. Move over other family dynasties.
Move over Hogan's. And Hulk Hogan he's not doing well, though. He moved over. He moved himself over a while ago.
You guys, the movie we're talking about today is Merry Little Christmas Baby. Now, every Christmas, the Little family gets together. Something always seems to go wrong. And this year is no different. And this holiday, Jackie Little and her husband Tyler are preparing for the arrival of their very first baby. With their family expanding in ways they could never have expected, the Littles are headed for a wild Christmas filled with merry mayhem and lots of love and laughter. Starring Kelly Rowland. Can you hear?
Now,
no SSRIs are working.
But you sold it. Like, the thing is, I know you're doing it with a wink, but I'm like, clip that, put it on the network. We're good to go. We're good to go.
Well, you know what? Let's get into it, because this one is just soothing little hot cup of cocoa.
Millions of people have lost weight with personalized plans from Noom, like Evan, who can't stand salads and still lost 50 pounds.
Salads generally for most people are the easy button, right? For me, that wasn't an option. I never really was a salad guy. That's just not who I am. But Noom worked for me.
Get your personalized plan today at Noom.com. Real Noom user compensated to provide their story. In 4 weeks, the typical Noom user can expect to lose 1 to 2 pounds per week. Individual results may vary.
All right. Now, this movie starts with what I believe is an establishing shot of one of the biggest houses we've ever seen. Okay.
And you can tell it's in one of those neighborhoods where every house is a mansion.
Yes.
And so it's like, we've got doctors, we've got basketball players, we've got surgeons, like, we've got lawyers. I need to know who the neighbors are. It was sort of like a modern French chateau.
Yes.
Which is my favorite.
Well, I wondered, was this Kelly Rowland's actual house? It's 5-bed, 4.5-bath, okay? Because there is a sign up front, okay? I'm going to just tell you that right now, just so you know.
Oh, yeah.
There's that sign, that, like, sold sign, and it tells you 5-bed, 4.5-bath.
It looks 8-bath. Yeah. You know, like, sometimes these big houses, they'll be like 5-bed, 12-bath. And you're like, what? But it's like, you got to have a, you know, who knows? Everybody got to be pooping at once. So we cut inside. We see Kelly Rowland, who is just so gorgeous.
She is just the prettiest. And also just like in that real, like, wholesome girl next door kind of way. Like, you're just like, you are safe.
Yeah. The smile truly lights up a room. Like, she is what everyone is describing on Dateline, but isn't. Uh-huh. Kelly is. And the hair is long. The hair can be short. The hair can be long. We can be with Nelly. We can be on Lifetime. We are just so pretty. I think a really good actress, too.
I think she did really well in this movie. I think Lifetime movies are a challenge. I'm going to say that right now. All right.
So we see Kelly Rowland. She's getting ready. She's absolutely gorgeous.
She's Jackie Little, okay? She's our primary Little.
Her life is brimming over with joy. Mm-hmm. And we see everything that's happened with her in the last few years, falling in love, getting married, the milestone. She has two stepchildren now. And then we widen out and we see that she's about to pop.
Yeah, V pregnant.
We're talking 9 months.
Yeah. She's at the end. And then her husband, Tyler, who is a handsome Creole king. Okay. He's a gorgeous man. He's gorgeous. And he's talking to Jackie's belly in Creole.
Comment ça va, Ernestine? Mon bébé, mon cœur, ma fleur.
What did you call him?
Ernestine? It's female for Ernest.
Definitely not.
You love that name, don't you, babe?
No, he doesn't.
The whole movie, basically, Tyler is convinced they're having a girl.
He wants a girl, she wants a boy.
Yeah, and she's just like, and he's coming up with all these like old names. And she's like, Ernestine. And then his daughter, Jackie's stepdaughter, Coco, who I think she is so cute, so gorgeous, a star on the rise, this little actress. Except at first I got nervous because she comes over very formal. Like, they're sitting on the couch and she's like, can I please ask a question? And I was like, that is so black for, like, children to be around their parents and feel like they got to, like, be formal because they don't want to get hit. It's a very, like, children should be seen and not heard. It has, like, a Southern element to it that, like, a child would go to their own parent and be like, excuse me, please.
It's so opposite of the New Orleans Noel little girl, too, who, like, didn't, it was like, she was going up to strangers, like, what are you doing? And then this girl's, like, in her own home, like, may I?
May I talk to you? And she's, like, asking Jackie what being pregnant is like. And Jackie describes being pregnant as being, quote, like participating in a miracle. So, Megan, you know, as someone who is recently pregnant, I wanted to ask you, is that true? Did you feel the miracle?
So I was lucky enough to feel the good parts of pregnancy and the parts that you're like, why am I doing this? So there are moments where you're like, oh my God, I am incredible. Uh-huh. And what I am doing is crazy. And I can't believe there's hands being made inside of me right now.
Right.
You know, there's just loose feet floating around in me. And I don't know. Miracle feels very Christian to me. Uh-huh. But it's like, I am participating. I'm not participating. I'm making it happen. You know, like, I didn't feel like a participant. I felt like the architect.
Mm-hmm. Absolutely. Okay, so maybe women are architects, not just in Lifetime movies, but in reality.
Wow. We're
so
the
you
ultimate.
Are a lady architect.
We're the ultimate. We're the ultimate architect. But yeah, then there's also moments where you're like, this is so brutally painful, and I hate this. You know, so
right.
Real, it runs the spectrum.
Absolutely.
But Jackie has none of those, like, throughout the movie, she's never like, my heart burnt. Like, you remember me. I had a tub of Tums with me at all times. And was like, my vagina feels on fire. We don't get any of that from Jackie.
Right. No. This whole movie is aspirational. It is Black excellence. Jackie is just one of three little gals, okay? Because Jackie has sisters Trina and Kiara, a.k.a. Kiki. And we meet, like, Trina and her husband. Also, too, they all have a man. They're all professional. They all got their hair laid, okay? This is what the littles are giving us, okay? They're giving us Atlanta royalty. So the whole plan for this Christmas for Jackie is, like, low-key Christmas. The family's supposed to come over during the day, but they stay in somewhere else, which I am obsessed with because she got 5 beds, 4.5 baths. And she said, get an Airbnb. And I said, you know what? That's right. That's me.
But then they got the Airbnb and a pipe burst. So they said, well, we know you have the space. They did not go looking for a hotel.
Right.
And they did not go looking for another Airbnb. And I'm really liking this trend of dragging Airbnb because, a hotel. I prefer a hotel. I'm at that point now. I don't need to be fixing your sink. I don't need to be taking out the trash. I do not work here.
Right.
I am a guest.
Yes.
And you're pissing me off.
Yep.
So I will go to a hotel where I'm treated like a guest. And yes, I would like a new towel.
I'm very much with you on that. I'm with you on that. Even though I love me an Airbnb, if I go to Palm Springs, I want an Airbnb.
Of course.
But then it kills me because it's so true. Because it's like, put in a load of laundry, run the dishwasher, but then you got a $250 cleaning fee? Now, I'm not saying somebody shouldn't come in here and do some deep clean, right? Because you know me, I like things to be sterile.
But I'm not paying for that.
Thank you.
That's not on me.
Also, if I've all, not only am I paying a nightly rate that's supposed to cover that, But I've already given you a baseline clean. You see what I'm saying? If I don't run the damn dishes and put in a load of towels, I mean,
then we need to take $50 off.
Thank you.
Like, it's so maddening. It's starting to drive me it's really driving me insane that it's, and a place like Palm Springs is a great point. I would like to send you where we had our wedding because I think you would enjoy staying there too. Nice food.
So Kiara rolls up with her man, Chris, and her son, Royce. Now, because you have to learn the right now. Okay, Trina has husband Julian, and they have a couple kids. Okay?
Two.
One of whom is sleeping the whole movie, and I was like, is this a medical drama? Because I didn't understand why they just allowed this child to be sleeping constantly.
And she's a toddler. So I was like, oh, great. I've never heard that about a toddler.
I kept waiting for that. I was like, okay, where's the twist that this child needs to go to a hospital? Because I was like, why is she sleeping the whole time?
I was really genuinely worried.
I know.
It was
very strange. But I think it was also like they didn't want to shoot with a tiny child, right? Like kind of logistically, in which case I'm like, could you just not have her there? Because something happened because her being asleep was just worrying me the whole damn movie.
I was never asking where she was. Like I only was asking where she was because they were telling me she wasn't there. Right. Like her name's Haley, I think. When I saw her, I immediately forgot. Like it wasn't like, where's the toddler?
Right.
Just she's not here. It's okay.
But then we have Kiara, who has her man, Chris. And Kiara has a son from a previous marriage who's like 11, 12, cute as a button.
Yes.
And shout out, Kiara is played by actress Bresha Webb, who I don't know if you know her from the show Run the World.
She looked so familiar. So I was like, who's she? Love her.
She was on Run. I know. Look, she books all around town. But I met her. She was on my other podcast, Couples Therapy. And she's very fun, very sweet. And she used to do stand-up, fun fact.
I believe
here
it.
In LA.
Yeah, she is charming and pops up the screen for sure.
Exactly. And so Kiara, though, is the one who is planning the baby shower for Jackie. But you can already tell it's not going well because she's like calling the folks she hired being like, hi, so I haven't heard from you. What is going on? And the baby shower is supposed to be happening in 3 days. The day we're seeing is the 21st. Which means this baby shower is happening on Christmas Eve. And this is the beginning of my problem with the littles. Okay? How you gonna have your baby shower on Christmas Eve? When people try to make like national holidays about them, you are taking that time away from everybody else. Don't have me running up here to your house to give you a present for your baby on Christmas Eve when I got my own family.
Yeah. So my family usually has a big Christmas Eve party. And I could see going, hey, this year, like, we're making it a bit. If it's something that's, like, usually on the calendar, you go, yeah, we go to the Gailey's, we get drunk, we eat a Reggie sandwich. That's my mom's caterer, Reggie. I don't know if Reggie's still making sandwiches. And I, like, love Reggie sandwiches. So can someone in Indianapolis let me know what's going on with Reggie? So then you go, yeah, slap a binky on it, and we're good to go.
Right.
But to, like, I guess the rationale is, like, everyone's in town. Like, you're able to,
in town doing other stuff.
I think you're right.
She could have had it a month earlier. Do you know what I mean? Or like 3 weeks earlier. I get that you have to have a baby shower a little closer to the baby being born, right? Isn't that kind of the rule?
A Christmas Eve baby shower is insane.
Thank you.
I'm playing devil's advocate, and I don't know why.
I can't stand a devil's advocate, okay? When people say I'm playing devil's advocate, I'm going to tell you why. The devil don't need no help, okay?
Wow.
The devil don't need you out here advocating for.
He's got enough soldiers.
Honey, the devil don't need no advocate.
You're right. Wow. Enough people have sold their soul. So he has. Okay. No, I don't know why I was playing devil's advocate. Probably because I'm like, oh, we may have a listener that had a Christmas Eve baby shower and I don't want them to feel bad. But you know what? I bet we didn't because our listeners are cool and smart.
Right. And it's like, they know what they did. They know what they did. You know what I'm saying? So it's like, get it together. You know, you did something crazy.
I think a Christmas Eve. The way we see this baby shower end up is wild. I think a Christmas Eve baby shower feels like a real afterthought day, too, everybody's already coming over. You want to just like whip out some diapers and put some Twix in them? I hate that game. You're against devil advocates. We don't need to be putting candy bars in diapers. Okay.
Well, look, Jackie is already stealing focus from, you know, our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ, by being like, my baby's going to be celebrated on Christmas Eve. But now this next scene, Megan, makes me think it runs in the family.
Yes. So Trina and her husband, Julian, they're all gathered in this gorgeous kitchen, Big Island.
Come on.
And they're all talking about, now keep in mind, mom, matriarch of the family, she's stuck in Utah. There's an avalanche. Mom, why are you traveling so close to Christmas?
Well, oh, right. Of course. Mom is in Utah this whole time. In the whole movie, she's on FaceTime. But I said, as an acting gig, I'm very into it because you get to sit on a couch the whole time.
I think that's why they did that. I think she's like, I'm not available. Right. And they were like, what if we, you know, Skype you in? And she goes, yeah, I can make it work. I'll green screen it. Okay. So Trina and Julian announce in the middle of all this hubbub that they are adopting a child in January.
You guys all know that I was adopted. And because of that, I've always wanted to give the gift of family to another child.
That's really sweet.
We filled out all the paperwork last spring, and now our dream's actually coming true.
We're adopting a little boy this January.
I mean,
and that's exciting. Okay, I hear it. I go, if I'm pregnant, now I don't have sisters. If I'm pregnant, I am a little like, oh, yeah, you're stealing my thunder a little bit. Pregnant with my first, yeah, too. Like, it's like, you already have a kid. Why don't you just tell us when the kid's here?
Thank you. This, like, is what I'm talking about.
The stork came.
It's like these people don't talk in between. They wait until a major milestone to just tell all their business, and then nobody is special.
Right.
That's the whole thing. Okay?
It's a lot of, like, I'm so happy you're doing that. Guess what I'm doing? It's like, it's the people that are waiting for you to stop talking so they can tell you about themselves. And guess who is that?
Me. We both are, Megan. And that's what's beautiful.
We're annoyed with the littles because we see ourselves. You're having a baby? Well, I'm adopting, which is even better for the environment.
For the environment. Well, okay. Then, though, on top of this, that night, the sisters are having a sleepover, which I was like, oh my God, you're adults. Please stop with this. But again, no SSRIs are working. So the sisters are having a little sleepover time, and then all the men are chatting over drinks. And then Chris, Kiara's man, tells the other two guys that
he's hot. I'm into him.
They're all real. Everybody's all good looking.
Yeah, even the dad. Like the dad, I'm like, hi. What's up, Mr. Little? Like, is he like a lawyer? What's his vibe?
I feel like he's a dentist. He reminds me of a dentist I had as a child, and that's not a bad thing.
Okay. Okay. I could see that. Okay.
Chris is going to propose to Kiara. And I said, why can't this just be one person? It's already Christmas. Okay. And now on top of that, it is baby shower, adopted, and you about to propose?
Right. And it's not one of those things where it's like, I told CJ, I was like, I want to be around my family. Like, it was like, there was one day of the year he could do it. It had to be the day after Thanksgiving based on the parameters I put on it. That's not Chris and Kiara's situation, because he's like, I don't know. I hope she says yes, which I do think men say, but it's like, who is, well, I do know some people that have proposed and they've said no.
Really?
Yeah, dark.
That is so dark. I mean, my God, that's a me, you know.
It's tough.
Proposing is an open book test. The answer should be there already. And you just writing it down.
Because so often women too are like, hello, when's it coming? And then they're like, I got my nails done. Like, I think a lot of times people know. So it's like, I know.
Boy. Well, you guys, Chris don't know what Kiara gonna say. Meanwhile, Kiara got a secret of her own. She up in here real tired. She's nauseous. And I'm like, uh-oh, she pregnant.
That's immediate what I thought, too.
Right? And then the sisters also, Trina and Jackie, are like, what? You pregnant. Take a test right now.
Let me get this straight. You've been extra tired lately?
Emotional.
Nauseous.
What?
I've got some extra home pregnancy tests left in the bathroom.
No way.
And she does, and she's pregnant. And I said, are these sisters period synced up? This one 9 months along, this one pregnant, the other one over here just saying, I got baby fever too. Yeah. I was like, y'all are wild.
It was kind of giving me Father the Bride Part 2 vibes of like, okay. I'm pregnant. Well, the neighbor's pregnant. Everybody's pregnant. Everybody's pregnant. And when the pandemic was a big baby boom.
Yes.
When I go to the OBGYN, there's not a seat available. I'm telling you, wall to wall. And I'm like, some of these husbands need to stand.
Absolutely.
Get up.
Are you kidding me? So, you know, The next day, there's a cute moment where Chris gets Kiara's son's blessing to propose to his mom. I was like, that's very sweet. And the son is so excited. And you're just like, black love is beautiful.
The son is so cute, too. And he looks like Russell Wilson. He reminds me of now Broncos quarterback Sierra's wife. Not having a good season. Very bad season.
But then I'm going to say this, though. But meanwhile, Kiara hasn't told Chris she's pregnant because she's scared how he'll react. And at which point I start to think, is this a healthy relationship? Y'all been together X number of years. He don't know if she's going to accept the proposal. She's scared he'll be mad at her if he finds out she's pregnant when it takes two to make a baby. I said, I just don't know. Y'all might need to communicate.
And you're also like grown-ups in a committed relationship. Like, what was the birth control situation?
Might have been Jesus. You know what I mean?
So this family, they keep being like, you know, we all are drama. And it's like up until this point, they've been together over 24 hours. No one has said like, No one has had an eye roll. There hasn't been a terse word.
Yeah.
And I go, 24 hours, my family together? You're definitely walking into rooms going, I don't know, Ryan. that's just like family energy.
Right,
like,
right.
They have no, they're void of drama.
That's what I mean. Everything is just a happy-go-lucky. They're having a great time. Everyone keeps one-upping the other person's moment and everyone's happy about it.
Is that because they're rich and hot?
Yeah, I think so.
They feel like an Instagram feed come to life.
Yes. Very much so. Very much so. Influencer energy. You know what? I also feel they're giving me black Nancy Myers.
Yeah.
And you know what? Black people deserve.
Absolutely.
I said, I'll allow it. Even dad's having a good time because Chris decides to ask for dad's blessing. So he's already asked for the son's blessing. Now he's asking dad. And dad, he is just having a little too much fun with it. Listen to this.
I'm seriously in love with Kiara, and I want to spend the rest of my life with her. And it would mean everything to me knowing that you would give me your blessing to marry her.
I'm sorry, but I can't do that, Chris.
What? Really?
Gotcha. Of course you have my blessing. Can't wait to tell Marcel.
Can I get on that call? Because I really want to speak to her, too.
Of course. She'd love to welcome you into the family, man.
Thanks, but, you know, Kiara has to say yes first.
Good point. Very good point, because she's turned down the last 5 proposals.
What? 5? No, she never really took...
Gotcha. No, it was only 3.
3?
Okay, Dad, now is not the time for gotcha jokes.
Yeah, but this is... If dads don't get to mess around in this moment, like, this is what they have. So CJ, it was important to me for him to call and ask for... I mean, I thought you were going to make fun of me because it's like...
No, that's sweet. But it was important to you. Andy asked my mom. Good. I didn't know he was doing it, though.
Yeah.
Like, we had gone out to a restaurant and then I got up to go to the bathroom or something. And that's what he asked her. So I had no idea.
No, I think it's sweet. And like, does my dad own me? No. And like, when he asked, I was like 32. Like, it's like, she's gone. She flew the coop. She can be a senator. Like, we're past this. But when my dad first met CJ, like the first meeting, CJ ordered, I think, chicken parm. And my dad did not ask, did not do anything to get permission, just started eating off of his plate.
No, did he really?
Yes, and he deserves to, because the thing is...
But he wanted them. He liked CJ then from the beginning.
Oh,
he was
loves,
like, you're my son.
He loves CJ too, but I think in his mind, he's like, you're having sex with my daughter? I'm eating your chicken.
Well, you also told me this past weekend about how your dad will come in and just like roast CJ's clothing purchases.
Absolutely.
But then put them on?
Yes. He'll be like, see, this Tony Kukoc jersey came. A Tony Kukoc practice jersey. This is a Bulls player from the 90s. And my dad will, he's like, why does he get these things, Megan? Where do they even come from? These don't make sense. And then he'll walk out and he's in CJ's socks, shorts, like a fleece from, because I'm like, did you not pack enough? And he's like, I never did. He never packs enough. Because my mom's got to put her stuff in. But so all back to this is that the dad is like, you should also talk to the mom. And he's like, I do want to talk to her. And when my dad did it, because it's like dads don't own daughter. Like if we're doing this, like you need permission.
Right.
It's like the mom deserves to be asked permission too. And so my dad said to CJ, he goes like, I think you should call and ask Peggy too.
Oh,
and I did think that was
sweet.
Nice. And so I liked that I liked my life was mirrored in this film because I'm self-centered like the Littles.
So basically this starts, you know, the whole kind of dynamic is Chris wanting to propose, but Kiara is like pulling away because she's got basically morning sickness all day long and she's afraid to tell him she's pregnant just because, again, it wasn't the plan. Getting pregnant wasn't the plan, right? And then on top of this, Chris is like, yeah, so that party planning company that you hired for the shower, they look out of business. And it's like, okay, y'all, this baby shower in 2 days. It is like literally the company out of business. And I'm just like, Kiara, who did you hire? Did you make a down payment? I'm very concerned. Okay.
I know. This feels very like, not to the pandemic without like overtly saying it. Like, it's like, yeah, some of these businesses, shutters, and they won't tell you. You don't know.
Right. But then it's funny because, and again, only the littles, okay? Because you think it's a problem? It's not a problem. They got 2 days. The husbands are like, why don't we help? And we'll plan.
What?
And Tyler, Jackie's husband, he's a restaurateur. He's a chef, honey. He's a second restaurant opening.
Colette's Kitchen.
And Tyler has his restaurant staff doing a lot of personal events for him, okay? They're already doing like the Christmas dinner. And he's like, well, maybe I'll just get them to cater a shower in 2 days. It's like, do these people get time off? Do I need to call the Better Business Bureau? I'm concerned.
Yeah, tricky territory. We saw this happen with Mario Batali. Okay, you need to be paying these people overtime.
Absolutely.
Something about the littles that is also wild to me. The people that don't find out the gender of their baby. They just have a level of, I don't know if it's like, patience, fortitude. I do not have, like, I needed to know the moment. And I knew I was having a boy, but I like still needed to know. And so they're waiting. And so that's a certain type of person to me. Also, the fact that Kiara found out she was pregnant and then is like, I haven't told him yet. Like, I just can't keep a secret like that.
Right. Exactly.
Like, there's no, I cannot keep a secret.
Yeah.
Especially from CJ that I'm pregnant. Like, I texted him, I go, I need you to get off the phone. And he knew, like, before I even told him, because I was like, who are you on the phone with? Yeah, you need to get off the phone. So it's like, Chris seems a little dense, maybe.
Yeah. Well, I'm also like,
but hot.
They've been together at least, you know, two movies worth, right? Like, they've been together a few years where I'm like, you know something is going on with her. Even if it's not pregnant, it's like, y'all have been together long enough where it should be like, girl, what's going on with you?
And you know she's going to say yes. You know, like, you both know.
Yeah. So, honey, the husbands pitch in. You know, Tyler, again, being the one with this restaurant background, he knows how to throw a classy affair. Meanwhile, Chris and Julian are like, let's get some nachos and booze and beer pong. And Tyler's like, that is not the vibe.
I think that sounds great for a baby shower. Nachos and booze? I go, great. We got a happening party.
So, as we said, mom's in Utah. Stuck. The roads are iced over. There's been an avalanche. She can't get out. She's digging her way out. But mom has this like Christmas list / scavenger hunt. It's basically a list of things that they have to do as part of Christmas celebration, which are really a bunch of acts of kindness and community. And it's all very cute. And the kids are off, you know, trying to do little activities. And we established there's a neighbor man. There's a white neighbor man who's scary. And I said, accurate. He is a single older gentleman, and they act like he is a damn crypt keeper. Nobody, they're like, he didn't say hi. The kids freak out when he yells for them to go away because they go to like give him candy canes, and he's literally like, without opening the door, he's literally like, get off my property. And quite honestly, I understand. And I said, these children are soft. Why are you crying because a stranger don't like you? You should be avoiding strangers.
Don't go there. Look, I'm like, this man could have a gun.
Thank you.
And like, you're talking about four young black children.
Don't be going knocking on white people's doors. No.
So I like to see the little elements coming in from different things. So then this gave me a little bit of Home Alone of like the old man. And I love that old man.
I mean, I know how much you love Home Alone. It was your Halloween costume, family Halloween costume.
And I'd like to just take up for that old man who's salting the streets. Like, that is so nice to be doing as an elder. Oh my gosh, the back, the just having to buy the salt, all of the things he's having to put into that. And I know he ends up saving the day and whacking Joe Pesci with his shovel. But I just want to put out there for him that I think he's the true hero of that movie.
Yeah.
I know I'm doing true hero, true villain of a movie.
That we're not even covering.
30 years ago. But
we need to talk about how these children don't listen, because in that night, Coco, cute little Coco, Tyler's eldest, and the other kids are talking about the old man, and they're like,
you know, it's sad to think that he might not have any family.
Really sad.
We just need to show him a little Christmas kindness, that's all.
Yeah, and then his heart will go 3 times bigger.
Just like the Grinch.
Maybe tomorrow we can each write him a Christmas card with holiday wishes in them.
Great idea!
Leave this old man alone before they get taken or touched! Stop trying to deliver him cards and trying to make... We don't know this old man.
No, but see, I like this. I like that they go, we're gonna lure him out of his house. They're taking a page from the Predator book. They go, we gotta get this man to us. So we're gonna give him some sweet and lure this old man, this old white man to us.
Oh my God.
Can I say too, the mom's not there. You don't need to do her list.
Her list of activities.
She's missing it. Yeah. So like, if you guys wanna lay on the couch and eat and watch Lifetime, that's what you should do.
That's what you should do.
Because some of it's like, we need to build a gingerbread house. It's like, I didn't buy the supplies. What?
But the whole movie, though, Dad has his iPad or his phone out, and he's like taking video, taking pictures. I feel like he is getting the receipts. He needs the receipts. There's another moment where we are told that Trina's daughter is napping. Okay, so there's another moment of that, just again to tell you how you don't even notice she's gone until they mention it, and then you worry that she might be dying. But then we cut to the baby shower. The baby shower that was put together on 40 hours notice.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
And luckily, they are rich, so they have a large property.
And Tyler has employees he can just, you know, harangue into doing this.
Yeah, as long as we don't get the National Labor Board involved. So they venue check, workers check, like they have
food
all that.
Check. You know what I mean? Like that's set up. Jackie is dressed like she's going to the Emmys, is how I felt. I was like, this is a gorgeous black tie gown that is giving red carpet.
Yes, she looked like a pregnant Cinderella. Mm-hmm. Like, it's this really beautiful baby blue, because she wants a boy. Mm-hmm. Tulle, just really, really gorgeous. And it's not like, oh, it's the family, and then maybe we've got like a few aunts thrown in.
No.
There it seems like 120 there.
Maybe?
Yeah.
I mean,
like, I'm like, who's this blonde lady?
Honey, they heard there was food. It was like free food. You know what I'm saying? And people just said, okay, I'm gonna come over here and get a plate.
Well, you know why? Because there is a nacho bar. And maybe the brothers wanted nacho bars because they know that Jackie loves nachos.
Well, she did.
So it's like, yes, they're high end, they're luxe, but. And it was, I could tell too, they peeled the label off of like a Tostitos, like queso jar. And I go, great. Me? You could have given me a bag of chips and a tub of queso and I would have been just.
Okay, so during the baby shower, the family, so everybody else is still kind of partying, right? Like, it's like, again, this is giving you indoor-outdoor moment, right? So at some point, the family is playing charades. And is it charades? But like when you're drawing.
Pictionary.
Okay, Pictionary.
But it's just the family inside. I like that. They're like, commoners, you're out here. Family, we're going inside.
Yeah. And they're playing Pictionary. And Chris, you know, he says, we're not really playing the game. He uses it, though, to propose to Kiara in front of everyone. And she says yes.
At her sister's baby shower.
These people stay stealing focus. It's just too much.
You know, I know someone who proposed at someone else's wedding.
I know someone who did this too. But I don't think they did it like in front of everybody. They did it separately, like on a walk on the grounds.
But like,
exactly.
Okay, but
I know.
And then did they tell everyone? Like what?
That's a very good question. I don't remember, but isn't that bleep that, so okay? But I'm sticking with my word choice.
So the person I know, they had like the ring on them for some reason. Like they weren't going to do it then. They weren't going to do it then, but they had the ring on them and they got so drunk that they just did it then.
Basically using someone else's classy backdrop.
Yeah.
To give themselves a fancy moment.
Yeah. And can I be honest? This man who did it, he was an ex of mine. So like this could have happened to me. I could have been her.
Okay. So again, Megan centering herself in the narrative.
Well.
Are they still together?
Yeah. I think they're both thin.
Because also, I don't really like a drunk proposal. I would make you do it over.
Yeah, I just would be like so mortified. I did hear that the bride's mom was livid.
Oh, I would have lost it. I would have been like, get out. Yeah. Get off the property. go take your little proposal and go back to the hotel. No one wants to see you.
But Jackie's like, yay!
I know. Look, the littles are happy for each other.
No, the littles are never... That's why the drama through line is... It's like,
no,
you guys are actually creating drama-like situations and then reacting positively.
Right, right. Also, during this, Dad has Mom on FaceTime on his iPad.
Full-size iPad. Full-size iPad.
So Mom gets to be part of it. And she's just like there clapping. Like, the whole movie, Mom is like kind of clapping. And then every now and then, she'll give a moving speech. But I just feel like everybody's still in focus. It's like a baby shower competing with Christmas. Jackie pregnant. The other two got babies. Kiara's engaged at her shower. Y'all, we got to take a break because there's a lot happening. We only halfway through the movie and we need to just like, I got whiplash. Let's take a quick break.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds. Recently, I asked Mint Mobile's legal team if big wireless companies are allowed to raise prices due to inflation. They said yes. And then when I asked if raising prices technically violates those onerous two-year contracts, they said, what the f*** are you talking about, you insane Hollywood ass f-. So to recap, we're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Okay, we're back. We need one of these true detective boards that we're usually doing to track murderers to be like, okay, this is their kid. But then there's another kid coming? Okay. And then these two, they have these two. I do like that there are blended families in this movie.
Oh, absolutely. With like no drama, right? Like the way, you know, throughout the movie, Coco, Tyler's oldest, the daughter who I think is a star, who's like a baby Viola Davis, she is dealing with feeling like she's going to be replaced by the new baby. And like she and her dad are having some moments throughout, which are very touching.
The dad speaks French.
He was born in Paris, honey. He's a citizen of the world. You know, I had to look him up.
Oh, okay. Well, I didn't know that.
I had to look him up. He's French West Indies.
So he speaks French. And so at one point she comes in and she's like, I want to speak French. And then she speaks to him in fluent French.
So is it true you're only going to speak to the baby in French?
Well, I'm going to try. We'll see how it goes.
So why did we stop speaking French?
Because you kept answering me in English.
Mais maintenant, j'ai envie qu'on parle de nouveau en français.
And so it's like, Coco, I think you know French. I think we're
She's like, you stopped speaking
good.
French to me. And I'm like, but you know it perfectly. You
no, she says like a complicated sentence that I was struggling to read in English and subtitles. So I'm like, Coco, you're good to go.
Oh my God, Coco, honey, you've got the scholarship. Don't worry. Now, you guys, it's Christmas Day. Mom's still on FaceTime. She's stuck in Utah. I'm worried it's a get out situation. Okay.
Yeah, because why is she in Utah? She was on a girls' trip, right?
I don't know.
I thought it was a girls' trip. Maybe to like a spa.
Hysterical right before Christmas.
But yeah, no, we gotta helicopter out of there at this point.
Oh my God. So everyone's exchanging presents, you know, and of course everyone's getting. Oh, also, Megan, you pointed out all the men are in silk pajamas.
The men are in silk. Like pajamas, not all the same. Like someone's in purple, someone's in red. When I see it, the thought that popped in my head is if I saw one of my brothers in silk pajamas, I'm running out of the house. I am running out of the house yelling fire.
Says like, that the girl is, who would come to the table in a towel.
Yeah, I would. Because to me, that's a tube dress. That's a tube top dress. A man in silk pajamas? No. It's not the top, it's the pants. Like, balls and silk pajamas. I just can't. And like, it's morning. So it's not even, it just, I was like, are they, even imagining CJ and my dad both in silk pajamas at my house, I go, we gotta go. I'm leaving my own home. I'm leaving and I'm not coming back. It was so weird.
Okay, you guys, everyone's exchanging presents, but the two presents that are most important that we have to point out is Chris got Kiara a lease on an office space.
For a year.
Ass! this?
What is this? Make a wish?
I was like, you got money like that? You said you don't know if she's going to say yes, and you done given her a year lease on a workspace?
Lease?
That's your forever person, okay? If you out here buying leases for them.
I've never heard of such a thing.
I couldn't believe it. I said the extravagance. All right.
Yeah. He's really worried. I feel like he didn't have that. And then he was like, okay, I'll get her the lease on the workspace. And then I'll, okay. Then she'll say,
then she'll say yes.
Then because like she needs the, you know, she'll want the building.
And Kiara gives Chris a onesie. And he's like, huh, what's this for?
I think this must be for Jackie.
And then they said, no, it's for you. So she finally tells him she's pregnant. And at which point I really just started to feel bad for mom not being there for any of this, because she owned that damn iPad, just like smiling and clapping. And I said, oh, this lonely woman in Utah, just in a snowbank, stuck. But I also just felt like, damn, everybody got to have an announcement in this house.
I know.
Every time.
Well, and I told people when I was before the 8 weeks. And so I told, like, it's like everyone here in this family, she would want to know if she had a miscarriage so they could be there to support her. But it is like, we're not out of the woods, Kiara. You know, like I think this could have been a private conversation between you and Chris.
That's what I think. Well, but then we finally do get a private conversation, and it's, for once, something's not going right for a little. And as we said earlier, Julian and Trina are planning to adopt a baby. The baby's supposed to be born in January. And Julian gets a call from the agency that basically says the adoptive mother has decided she doesn't want to put her baby up for adoption anymore. So he, like a normal person, pulls Trina aside to have this conversation instead of having it in front of the whole damn family, which is what the little seemed to do about everything.
Jessica changed her mind. She wants to keep her baby.
No. I don't believe this. She was so sure this is what she wanted.
I know. We always knew there was a chance this could happen.
Are you okay?
To be honest, I'm heartbroken for us, but there's a part of me that's happy for her. I think we should keep this to ourselves, at least for today.
Yeah, I agree.
What's not normal about this is it happens on Christmas Day. Uh-huh. So the adoption agency is, I guess, open to 365.
Yeah.
And they call to give
terrible news.
Probably, yeah, I would say top three worst
at
news.
At 11 a.m. At 11 a.m. on Christmas Day.
Silk pajamas still on. And it's like, I do think this could have waited till December 26th.
Absolutely.
Now, this is, I know people that this has happened to.
Me too. It's devastating.
It's so devastating. And I applaud this movie for putting something like this in, because I do think adoption is so important. And I believe the dad is adopted. And so that's why he's like, yes, I want to be able to give a home to someone in the way that I had.
Yes.
And so that's gorgeous. But I do think it is important to be like, it's not the easiest, smoothest, merry little Christmas process sometimes. There are curveballs that happen.
Yes, yes. So then the family's having, like, Christmas lunch.
Lunch.
And then white neighbor Lyle comes over, you know, the one who the kids have been terrified of. He comes over because he had gotten, you know, the kids gave him the holiday cards and they had left the candy canes. And so he had kind of come by to say thank you. But then they invite him. They're like, would you like to stay for lunch, Lyle? And I said, I just don't know if we need to be inviting him in. I don't know if we need to let him get a lay of the land. I actually don't want him engaging with children. It's too much.
I don't understand either. It seems very out of character that he was barricaded in his home saying, get off my lawn. And now is like, I came by to thank you. Like, it's like,
I know, in a fully crisp button down. He's wearing a crisp button down and a slack.
And slacks. So I'm wondering if Santa brought Lyle maybe some sativa edibles, because it's like, or, you know, he had some spiked eggnog, because he really has had a change in personality on Christmas. Like, he's like friendly, like, hello. And the last time we heard him, he was like, get out of here. It's like, what? That it doesn't even seem like the same person. Like, I could believe, like, Lyle's like, sorry, that's my dad. He's struggling, like, with some dementia.
Right.
And I am now here on Christmas. But it's like, you're the same person? No. You have split personalities. I need you to get out of my house.
And then sidebar, Trina's daughter, Haley, she is asleep and not at Christmas lunch. Something wrong with this child.
It's lunch.
Something wrong with this child. She ain't even having Christmas lunch. She didn't even wake up to open a present and decide she wanted to have a little cereal.
Yes, it's Christmas.
Christmas Day.
Toddlers don't nap on Christmas.
I'm telling you.
To like their parents' fears. Like, she needs to be up. We need to wake Haley up.
Yeah, we got to get her. Something's going on.
Send Lyle in there, and that'll really put a jolt through her system.
Exactly. Okay, now remember Julian and Trina, they were throwing a curveball. Well, 3 hours later, there's a halo. Julian gets an email. Again, this adoption lady, she don't work. Maybe she's single and ain't got no family.
Her name's Megan with an H. And I'm like, you know Megan's family's upset with her. They're like, you can't break the worst news possible to someone on Boxing Day instead.
Julian gets another email and the adoption lady is basically like, well, there's a 7-year-old boy who's also available for adoption. And he tells Trina and they decide, okay, we're not going to make any decisions right now. And I was like, oh my God, just adopt the older child. Stop. Like, adopt the child who will appreciate you and can bring some work into the household. Okay. Because obviously, daughter Haley's asleep. Okay. She's sleeping till she's 21.
We need a child who will raise Haley.
You want a child who's going to come around the house, who's going to be happy on Christmas, going to open presents and say thank you.
So you're saying adopt the older kids to you. A labor force?
Both labor force and company. Haley is dead weight. You have a child who sleeps all day through Christmas.
Well, I love to in the email, Megan is selling Owen. Like, she's like, Owen is the best. Owen is a hit. People love Owen. He's a bright light. Because you're like, 7.
I know, poor baby. But honey, but that's the truth of Black children in foster care.
Well, and what did I write in the notes? We should adopt Owen. You and me, go havesy on Owen.
Go havesy. So, okay, Owen, we are adopting you, but you will be living in a divorce-like situation where you alternate, yeah. Okay? You will spend 4 days a week in a beautiful house with your own room, a baby brother, and married parents.
He's not going to have his own room. He's not going to have his own room because, you know, CJ's got all his sneakers in there.
You will spend 3 days with a woman and her neurotic Jewish husband, and then yeah. 2 cats and a dog.
Yes.
And that's just going to be a life.
Listen, Owen, you're moving to Los Angeles. He goes, great. We are midway to smack in the middle of us, Universal Studios, 30 minutes from Disneyland. Owen's going, check, 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 check. I go, listen, you're going to have a Black mom. He goes, sounds good. You're going to have a white mom. He goes, sounds good. And then I go, you're going to have an Asian dad. Okay, awesome. He loves sneakers. Great. Are you the same size? You will be. And you're going to have a Jewish dad. He goes, awesome. Like, I got everything I need. There's nothing else I need.
Oh, my gosh. So after lunch, neighbor Lyle, after lunch, Tyler's chatting a bit with neighbor Lyle about his life. And he's eyeing the piano in the living room, which, first of all, there's nothing I love more because it doesn't seem like anyone plays it, so it's just a statement piano, which we very much did have in my house growing up because I did take piano lessons for several years and then stopped playing abruptly. And then it was like, well, we've got a piano here. And as Lyle is talking about his life, I'm now pivoting and thinking he may be down with the Brown. Listen to this.
Do you play?
I do. At least I did. My wife and I were performers. My wife, Viola, was a jazz singer, and I accompanied her on the piano. Harmony to my melody. I lost her last year. Now that she's gone, this nothing feels the same. I haven't wanted to play in months.
So maybe now you'd like to try.
Wait, you know how to play piano?
Oh! Oh my goodness, please play something for us. Oh.
My wife, Viola, the jazz singer?
Excuse me, Lyle?
Okay, these are markers. These are markers that his wife is Black.
1,000%. And then it goes even further. So Lyle plays them a tune like he is the dad in Little Women returning from the Civil War. And everyone dances and they're happy and Beth hasn't died yet. So then they bring out their Black Christmas tree angel.
Yeah, the top of the tree, you know, little beautiful big old angel.
And Lyle says, my wife had one just like that.
I said, that's a Black wife. Lyle had a Black wife?
Yes.
So then maybe he's living in this like affluent Black neighborhood. Like, because honey, this is definitely a gated community.
He's in Baldwin Hills.
Exactly. Gated community energy. And his wife got him there. And yeah. Now maybe he stays away from everybody because he knows he's like, well, I'm the white guy. No one wants to see me out here. So I'm just going to stay in the house.
But You would think he has a black wife. He sees four gorgeous black children trying to befriend him. He goes, yes, Viola would want this for me.
No, he know he can't be around them black kids because he'll be the first.
They
suspect.
Want to be He'd his be the first friend, suspect. Though.
Grown folks who want to hang out with kids who are not theirs, just hang out. I don't mean teach. I don't mean work with. I mean hang out. Absolutely not.
But why do the kids want to hang out with this white man?
I don't know. They don't make no sense to me. Okay. And then Tyler asks Lyle, white neighbor Lyle, to be Josh's piano teacher. And Lyle's like, great, would love. So it's like, okay, again, everything's great.
That was easy.
Easy, Marisi. I said, okay, so this whole time you just needed someone to invite you to a lunch? All right.
I know they invited you. They did it all. Okay, so the Jackie and the nieces and nephews, they're learning a TikTok dance.
And Jackie's the only adult doing it with them when she is the most pregnant person I've ever seen.
Well, come on. She's part of one of the most iconic girl groups of all time. You know, they go, they get up on her feet.
With that belly, and they're like, okay, step ball change, please.
No, I would have been going, give me the nacho bar. We'll be doing, wasn't that like a Super Bowl commercial? Like the dance was like, dip and eat. Dip. That's what I, scoop, there it is. I miss that commercial. They need to bring it back. Scoop,
all this talk has me making nachos after we record. I'm like, okay, what do I have that I can whip up some nachos right quick?
I am going through my mind going, do I have any cheese? Mm-hmm. Do I have any? I've got some brie left over from the party. Ooh. Should I make some
brie nachos? I got some mighty jack. I don't really have like toppings. Like what I really need is like some, okay, wait. I have salsa, I have sour cream, I have cheese. But where's my protein?
You are ready.
I don't know. I don't know where my protein is. I got to figure that out.
You got any dog food?
How dare you?
Saute Mabel's food.
Oh my gosh.
Okay. So she's learning a TikTok dance, even though she's 9.5 months pregnant. And what happens? Her water breaks. Which.
That's what TikTok will do.
That didn't happen to me. I didn't have a water break. They had to break it for me.
Oh, they broke. So how did you know it was time? Just like the contractions?
I had a scheduled induction.
Oh, okay. Yeah, I could see that. Megan is a woman on the go. And she said, look, I need to plan this.
Well, they said the baby's going to be 10 pounds. And so they said, you got to come 4 days early. So he's only 9 pounds. And then he was 8 pounds. But yeah, they had to pop my water. My water was pulsing out of me.
What are you talking about?
My water sack. It was like pulsing. Like it
was it like hanging
out of me? Yes, it was hanging out of me. They said, do you want to see it? I go, I'm good. And then CJ goes, whoa! I'm like, oh, great. And then they popped it with a stick.
Oh, my God.
It was like a special stick. CJ's like, it wasn't just like a stick. I'm like, no, it was the water breaking stick. But they had to pop me with a stick. Okay. So they go to the hospital and Jackie is stressed and it gets worse. Listen to this.
Hi, Jackie. Nice to meet you. My name is Dr. Lamb and I'm covering for Dr. McKenna, who went away for the holidays with his family.
No, he did not. He's supposed to be here to deliver my baby.
Baby, it's okay. It's gonna be okay.
But she looks like she should be home studying for the SATs.
I know I look young, but I promise you I know what I'm doing.
See?
Now, what does this beeping thing do again? Kidding. I'll check back in a few minutes.
Okay.
Now they...
No. No one needs your jokes, Dr. Lamb. Okay? There was a birth plan. It's fallen apart. You're a random.
Okay. They prepare you that this can happen. Dr. Lamb also probably works in the office. Uh-huh. She went into labor a month early. It is Christmas. And now she's getting a woman instead of a man. I don't want a man delivering me.
I'd be with a woman
from the jump. I'd be... These male gynecologists...
Nope. Don't trust them.
I don't
know.
I bet Lyle was a gynecologist.
He was a jazz pianist and a gynecologist. Well, Hetty, it's both finger work. Anyway.
Yeah, he goes, I got the best.
Tickle the ivories.
Tinklers around.
Oh, my God. Dad comes in with flowers, and I was like, too soon, no one needs this. And he's basically like, Mom, it's just getting to the airport. And so Jackie's afraid she's not going to make it.
But, like, is she getting to the Salt Lake City airport or is she landing?
Exactly.
Like which airport? Have we arrived?
I assume she was just like flying out of Salt Lake, of Utah, right? So Jackie's scared. And then Kiara FaceTimes Mom. And then Jackie like puts her hand on the iPad screen. They're having like a connection or whatever.
I'd be so sad.
I know. And then she has a huge contraction. And then we just cut the baby out. You know, like they really don't make a meal of the actual birthing of it all.
No, they insinuate that she didn't get an epidural. And I don't buy that.
It's a boy, which is what Jackie thought the whole time. So it's like, see, I told you we're having a boy. And so it's like a happy little moment. But then she feels another contraction and she doesn't feel good. And she's like, oh God. And so then and then guess what, you guys? There's a second baby and it's a girl. So Tyler was also right. So there's no conflict in the little family. They can't even be wrong for half a second. We both were right. It's twins. So I'm like, so first of all, I'm holding this doctor you wanted so badly, you know, your original doctor. How good could they have been if they didn't even notice in advance? Okay. But then we get this explanation. Listen.
I still can't believe you had twins. Like, how did this happen?
Well, apparently she was hiding behind her big brother the whole time.
It's called hidden twin syndrome. It's very rare that it doesn't get picked up on the ultrasound.
And there it is right there. That's our Christmas angel miracle.
Okay, so I looked this up. That's not what that is. So it, unfortunately, hidden twin syndrome usually means that there were two babies in one past.
Oh, well, they really should have used that wrong then.
No. And then I was like, can this happen? Like, can it sometimes be this? And they said at the 20-week ultrasound, which is when they like get in there, they're counting toes. They're looking at fetuses. Yeah. They're like really like getting in the nitty gritty, all the chambers of the heart, that 99.9%. They would see if there were two babies.
You would also hear two heartbeats. That's the other thing, too. But this is just because everything has to be perfect for the littles. She said boy, he said girl. How do we make them both right?
But unfortunately, this isn't perfect. This is a nightmare. Because it's like, we saw them putting the crib together, so they're both going to sleep in there? we're gonna bunk bed the crib? Like,
well, look, we all know they have the money. You know they have the money for two, but now they got four kids. I said too much.
So the through line of this whole movie is that Jackie is so nervous about becoming a mom. She thinks she's like, am I going to be a good mom? It's like, you're already a stepmom and you're great at it. And so now you're going to throw this curveball. You got two you could maybe mess up. And she's thrilled. She's like, I love this.
Right, right.
This is scary. This is also your labor is your pregnancy is totally different when you're pregnant with twins. Your labor, totally different.
I know. Well, mom makes a joke where mom is like through the iPad. She goes, that's why you so big. And everyone was just like, mom, don't.
Also, when Kiara got engaged, the mom went, finally. So the mom is funny.
So that night, you know, they're sitting with their two babies who they light-skinned AF. And I was like, these two parents would not have these light-skinned babies, but babies do come into their color. But I just said, those are the best twins y'all can find. I don't like when they don't give me a color match or any shimmering.
Well, and also they're 3 months old. But, you know, who's letting their newborn work? Because Haley's parents won't even let her work.
They're like, my daughter is Tekka Vale for one day. So you're going to have to say she's sleeping the whole rest of the movie.
Right. And like, Haley's not in school. Like, it's, I don't know. It was giving me Nathan Fielder, we're switching out the kid vibes.
That night, Tyler reminds Jackie, who's obviously been busy, but also reminds us, that today is Christmas, which is the day their children are born, and it's also their wedding anniversary. I've decided these people are beyond annoying. Who the hell went to a Christmas Day wedding? Get out of here. Get out of here. No, thank you. Get out.
And you had all these people over yesterday for their baby shower, and no one was like, oh, Anna, happy Anna. Like, yeah, it's... If they truly did this, they would have ostracized everyone in their life.
Exactly.
A they had 120 people. Wedding? There.
Can you believe?
Ugh.
Can
you believe? You know, so I love this show called Four Weddings. Have you ever heard about this? Mm-mm. So there's four weddings, four gals. They each go to each other's weddings.
Oh,
and then
yes.
They decide
okay.
Which one is best. I like love it. I've seen almost every single episode, some of them twice. Okay. And sometimes people have Christmas themed weddings, oh, and it'll God. Be like not Christmas time. But they're like, I love a poinsettia. And wow. You're like, what? Yeah. Because I got married December 14th.
Okay.
December 14th. Uh-huh. And that was like in a warm place.
Yeah.
But it was as close to Christmas as I was willing to go.
Wait a minute. I have a question for you just because my own thing. Mm-hmm. Did you do heat lamps at night?
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Was
yeah.
Your ceremony that was during the day? I have seen photographs.
Yeah.
So the ceremony was like kind of, you know, towards the end of the sunlight. And then you kind of went in.
So, yeah, we, you know, you'd like timed it out. So it was the sunset almost like right after. Because if the sun is setting
right.
While you're doing your vows, then it's like
the
too. Yeah.
Hell. Yeah.
Right. So we got married, I think it was like 3 p.m. And then the ceremony was like 30 minutes. And then the sun was down by like 4:20.
Oh, okay.
You know?
Okay.
But it was warm out that day. It was like 74.
Okay.
And then we're in the desert, so it was cold
of
that
course.
Night.
I bought blankets. I told you this, right? I bought blankets for people.
Oh, yeah. Blankets. We got pashminas. Yeah. A wedding I just went to, they had blankets. I loved it. But I told my whole table, I go, there's blankets. And so then everyone at my table had a blanket and then like no one else. I go, table 17. We're thriving.
So here's the thing. So because this is their wedding anniversary, Tyler gives Jackie a gift and it is a watch. And he says there'll always be time for us because this is one of the things that Jackie's worried about is like, you know, okay, all this stuff is happening. And also she's very good at her business. You know, we just hear about work, but the point is she's good at business. So she's a woman who has it all. And she's like, how will we manage as a couple? And so he says there'll always be time for us. At which point I wrote in the notes, Megan, is this cute or ugly? I couldn't decide.
So they're rich. So I think it's a Rolex. So if someone gave me a Rolex while, you know, I'm freshly stitched up, I'm happy.
Okay.
But I was missing some of this because he says to her, you've never looked more stunning. Mm-hmm. And this is after she has squeezed out not one, but two children.
Right.
And so I heard that immediately texted CJ and said, did you think I looked pretty after I gave birth? And he said, stunning.
Oh, see.
But then I go, do you think it was the prettiest I've ever looked? And he said, no. And so I said, so you thought
why
I looked beautiful.
Why are you bothering CJ? You be bothering him. And y'all, CJ is the cutest little dad. And he is so sweet. And Megan over here bothering him like, do I look pretty? But was I the prettiest?
And so he said, no. And I said, so I looked beautiful, but it wasn't the most beautiful you've ever seen me. And he said, correct.
Oh, my gosh.
So and then I should have been like, can I have a Rolex?
Yes. Yes, yes, yes.
But I'll ask for that this week, maybe. I didn't even tell him the context.
Right. Just ask. Oh, no, oh, yes. I don't think CJ needs context. So he'd be like, uh-huh. And Megan asked me this question. It's like, sure.
Oh, because then I go, oh, this man just said that his wife was the most beautiful she'd ever looked after she gave birth to two. And he goes, he's lying.
So after this beautiful lie, we go back to Julian and Trina, and they have decided they want to adopt Owen, the 7-year-old boy, which is like, of course, is what you're supposed to do. So basically, they've spent a day on this. Again, there was a day of conflict in their lives, and they resolved it. And he's cute. We see his picture, and he's like the cutest little boy. And I said, raise him right. Give him everything he has been denied.
Okay. Yeah.
He's so sweet. Then it is now December 28th. So 3 days later, Jackie's out of the hospital, which to me felt soon after having twins, especially surprise twins.
Not for the littles. I'm surprised she didn't stitch herself up and go home that day.
The whole family is packing up to go, which again surprised me. I thought, none of y'all gonna stay and help?
I hope they Airbnb'd and wash those sheets. Because if you come in and you've just had guests leave and now you've got two extra kids.
Yeah, no way. No way. Somebody need to be staying up in that house. Mama need to fly in from Utah. Somebody gotta help. Okay.
And Jackie is in white pajamas. And I'm like, she's bleeding. Like, you're bleeding.
Yeah.
You're bleeding so much you're in a diaper.
Yeah.
You're diaper bleeding.
Yeah. Well, the funniest thing to me is after this, Coco says that the TikTok video she posted of Jackie going into labor has thousands of views. I said, we can't even get away from going viral as a story point in a movie that's just about a bunch of people constantly having babies and one-upping each other. I didn't need a viral going viral moment, okay? But look, who's not loving life as a little? Then they take a family pic. We see a montage of photos that are just like stills from events in the movie.
And guess who's there? Guess who's there? Haley.
Haley woke up. Haley woke up on December 28th. She been sleeping since the 21st. Haley was up on December 28th.
Haley, Santa came. And she's like, oh, all right.
We need to get Haley to a children's hospital. I'm very concerned. I'm sorry.
ASAP.
Like, get out of here. So that was Merry Little Christmas, baby. Merry Little Christmas babies, honey. Babies on babies on babies in this movie.
And engagement. And guess what? Mom, still not home.
See?
Was she home?
No, she wasn't back there yet.
And the thing is, it's like, does she get stuck at the airport? Now we've got Terminal, the movie happening. She's just living at the Salt Lake City airport.
Oh my gosh. Well, you guys, I hope you enjoyed that journey with the littles because we are taking a break because we got a ring in the new year. And you know, we've got to rest, recharge, and rejuvenate. In the meantime, we're bringing back one of our very special episodes, Harry and Meghan, A Royal Romance. with guest host and fellow comedian, the iconic Danny Pellegrino.
And it's very timely for you to re-listen to this because there's the Netflix documentary that's out too. Gosh, if I can get a spare moment where I make my parents babysit my baby, maybe I'll binge that and the Lifetime Harry and Meghan films over the break.
Oh yes, honey, a Lifetime love story. But when we return, it is a Lifetime throwback, honey. We are going back to the Tori Spelling days, talking about the movie Mind Over Murder. Oh, now, this, wow. Okay, this is music to my ears. This is now music to my ears. Now, this is what I call ringing in the new year.
TBT with Tori, who is playing Holly Winters, who is an unhappy in love prosecuting attorney. After suffering a serious head injury, she gains the psychic power to read minds and decides to use this newfound power to catch a killer.
Thank you. This is all I asked for. This is all, wow, I asked for in this life. Thank you. This is a motion picture I can watch.
This is how you want to start 2023, with a head injury giving you psychic powers.
Yes. Also, the fact that she's unhappy in love, the fact that's even mentioned, because I would say a serious head injury and getting psychic powers is enough of a character description.
Enough on the plate.
But they said no. She's unhappy in love.
Yeah. So I think maybe she'll break up with whoever she's with and then find someone new.
Maybe. I don't know. Well, you guys, you'll find out all about it in the new year, and we will see you then. Have a wonderful, wonderful New Year's.
Thank you all so much. It's been a beautiful, beautiful year with you. Bye.
I love a Lifetime movie.
If you love Lifetime movies as much as we do, tune into Lifetime and LMN to watch all the new and classic movies that we can't get enough of. Check your local listings to find out what's airing on Lifetime and LMN, because it just might be the movie we talk about next. And wait, there's more. Check out the new bomb Lifetime podcast, Crime of a Lifetime, where two amazing hosts take you beyond the headlines of a crime and they get into the nitty-gritty twists and turns of the story. That's my jam.
This podcast would not be possible if it was just Naomi and me, for sure.
Absolutely not.
I Love a Lifetime Movie is produced by Aisha Jordan,
with sound editing and mixing by The Podglomerate.
Executive produced by Jesse Katz,
with original music by Blake Maples,
and hosted by Naomi and Megan.
You should know that by now. If you've gotten to this point, you should know that we're the host, okay?
It feels like we don't even need to say it, but we'll put ourselves in the credits.
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.